this get made?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer, and today is my birthday. Wow, look at that. Today is my birthday. You're listening to a special birthday mini episode, but you don't care. You don't care about that. And you know what? Frankly, I don't either. I don't want cake. I don't want presents. I don't want birthday shout outs. Why? Because we have more important work to do. When people say, Paul, what do you want to do on your birthday? I say, I want to record a mini episode to tell people what they missed last week from the Tango and Cash episode and what they have to look forward to next week in an episode or a movie, I should say, that is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly. So yeah, fuck my birthday. Fuck it to hell. I am here for you. Today is your birthday because I'm giving you presents, nonstop gifts. Guys, so much stuff to talk about. First of all, just a quick shout out. I read some very nice posts on the Earwolf board and got some very nice cards from people who have said that this show has helped them through a tough time. And we really do appreciate that. That's like one of the nicest, best things we could possibly ever hear. So if this show is helping you through a tough time, you know what? I'm super psyched. We're very happy to do that. There's nothing, I'm not going to put a spin on it. I'm just going to say thank you. And I'm glad that you guys listened to the show, and I'm glad that we could be here for you. But now enough of that, because we have important business to do. Like what, Paul? What do we have to do? Oh, man. I got to tell you about our live show in LA, 314. Two shows back to back. 8 o'clock's already sold out. 10 o'clock's almost sold out. Go to largo-la.com. Buy your tickets. largo-la.com. We're in LA. Are we coming to the East Coast? Are we going to your hometown? Probably not. But we will. We want to. Also, my Deadpool annual trade paperback came out. It's called Deadpool, The Ones with Deadpool. It comes out February 10th. Actually, it didn't come out. It's coming out. I have an advanced copy. That's the kind of world that I roll in. People give me advanced copies of comic books, and I have them out. Be like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, I can't tell you. I have an in at Marvel. Also, check out This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central. I did a little story. It's a storytelling show about this guy who he would always take his dog to shit on my lawn, and I fucking caught him. Okay, what else? This movie that we're doing this week. Oh my God, it's so crazy. It's probably, here's the thing. It's called Zardoz. Now I know probably there's like 25% of you that are like, holy shit, they're doing Zardoz. First of all, I don't even know if it's pronounced Zardoz. I'm pretty sure it is. You probably know this movie because you've seen a picture of a shirtless Sean Connery in an orange diaper holding like a space gun. That is Zardoz. The trailer makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. I actually feel like I'm tripping watching the trailer. It's so crazy. I'm so excited. We are doing Zardoz, and without any further ado, listen to the trailer.
Zardoz, Zardoz speaks to you. His chosen ones, the gun is good. Go forth and kill.
Who came here in the stone head?
I don't know.
It is the only path and passage into the vortex. You will show me how you come to be here.
My name is Zed, or Zardoz.
No!
Caution, caution. You are approaching the periphery of the vortex.
Look into the ring.
Took a woman in his name. Zardoz.
Zardoz.
Do you understand? You don't understand. That was crazy. If you watched it, you should watch it. I mean, you're definitely going to watch this movie, but watch that trailer. I mean, I'm still, I feel like, what happened? If only my drug experiences could be as good as that trailer. This movie is available on iTunes, which is great. And I'm sure you can find it in a million other places, but I'm telling you, iTunes, get it on iTunes. You can also follow us for any up-to-the-date news. Like if we have some news that we need to get out there and we're like, oh God, we can't wait for a mini episode to get this news out there. You know what we do? Oh, I'm going to tell you. You can put it up on our Twitter. That's right, at HDTGM on Twitter. You can follow us also on our Facebook page at How Did This Get Made, Facebook.com. You know how it works. But that's where we keep all of our up-to-date info. And, you know, we retweet. We have a lot of fun. A lot of pictures go up. Oh, man, we love social media. Love social media. Okay. Last week, we talked about Tango and Cash. Now, there might have been a few things that we left out, things that we misunderstood, or things that we were just plain wrong about. This is your chance to say, you were wrong, we were right, it's time for corrections and omissions.
Ba 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 ba, you got corrections, ba 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 ba, you got omissions, ba 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 ba, you got corrections and omissions, ba 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 ba.
All right, corrections and omissions, as always, compiled by the amazing, the great Nate Kiley, went through the Earwolf message boards, found the comments that were worthy of reading, and we are going to read them right now. But I want to tell you that if you want to leave a comment for next week's episode, and I'm sure there's going to be a million, you go to earwolf.com, go to the message board section, and you can fucking figure it out. Because you know what? Here's the deal. You're not going to leave your first message board comment for this show. So I don't have to explain to you how message boards work. Okay. A lot of disagreements from the ladies. Sweeney Toad and, of course, I'm going to say Miss Chrissy, say they disagree with June. They love shots of male ass. Okay, there needs to be more in movies, says Miss Chrissy. And Sweeney Toad says, I was very excited to see Kurt Russell's behind. And frankly, everyone should be. Emoticon with a smiley face whose tongue is hanging out of its mouth because it's licking its lips for those sweet Kurt Russell buns. Bobo writes, quick correction. The article in the paper at the end that June was talking about was not about children dressing for success. It was children dressing for excess. It was about kids buying $100 Air Jordans. Oh, wow. Well, that's not as fun. Thanks, Bobo. You wrecked everything. Kurt Money writes, this movie includes yet another scene of Sly insulting someone's eating habits. And over the top, it was too much ketchup. In Rhinestone, he's anti-sushi. And in Cobra, he's not a fan of pizza. Now in Tango and Cash, his target is spaghetti, which according to him is a surefire sign that someone's not counting their calories. Wow. Do you think that, like, I feel like that's how he jokes. Like, he's like, I got a good food joke, you know, maybe, you know, this one, you know, he just, you know, he's like, hey, key lime pie. It's not a fruit. Mustard writes, oh, Mustard. Ooh, I like it. Mustard writes, major omission. How was there no talk of the guy with the huge face? Okay, I believe he is referring to the actor Robert Zadar. His head literally looks like Quagmire from The Family Guy. And according to Nate, I hope this is right, he says he has a rare genetic disorder called cherubism, which causes extreme prominence in his lower proportions of his face. Well, if that's a true thing, wow, I'm sorry, Robert. But we didn't really talk too much about the fight in there. I know a lot of people wanted us to talk more about the fight and what happened. But yeah, that guy was pretty amazing. But, you know, check out the Earwolf message boards if you want to see a picture of cherubism. Cherubism? Because it's a cherubism. Cherubism. Okay. Bride of Drinkenstein writes, as a law graduate, I can explain the self-destruct warning in Jack Palance's lair. He's clearly trying to prevent any liability in a lawsuit by giving reasonable warning to everyone around to get out of the building. Now, I'm not sure if 12 minutes would be enough warning. I got the degree, but I never took the bar. But certainly it allows for some type of defense if there was a wrongful death or injury suit. Wow. Well, thank you, Bride of Drinkenstein, for giving us a little bit of legal insight to the machinations of evil masterminds. This one is written by Death to Mikey Bay. Oh, no, we love Mikey Bay. The Rock, Bad Boys 2, come on, bro. All right, so he basically is saying, or she, I don't know, could be a woman who's wishing death to Mikey Bay. Here's an explanation of the massage scene where Stallone is watching what looks like his sister fucking Russell. Russell's character had dislocated his shoulder when he jumped from the zip line during the prison escape. She wasn't giving him a massage. She was pushing the bone back in, hence it's going in line. Her screaming was from being grossed out by it, which of course has to sound exactly like sexual ecstasy for hilarious, genius, high comedy. Just imagine the brainstorming that had to go into this and the plot points to be established just for that one Three's Company style misunderstanding gag. Wow. You know, Death to Mikey Bay, that is so, I did not realize all those things, and it makes perfect sense. And you can realize that on the set, they're like, this is genius, but it comes across so badly in the movie. Mikey Bay, you might be lining up for the best correction and omission of the week. I don't want to jinx it. Mongo Just Pawn wrote, I actually liked this movie when it came out, but obviously it doesn't hold up past the age of 11. One thing that always bothered me as an 11-year-old was the House of Mirrors scene. Both Tango and Cash claim they knew which was the real bad guy using visual clues. This always bothered me because of the nature of a House of Mirrors. There are reflections of reflections, and in that case, wouldn't the monogram and ring finger appear correctly in half the mirror panels? And don't you have to stand in front of a mirror to cast a reflection? Somehow, this bad guy stands behind the mirrors. Wow. I spoke too soon. Mongo Just Pawn, blowing my mind. You guys are really getting into it. This is the best corrections and omissions we've ever done. It's your birthday gift to me, which I accept wholeheartedly. Guy Lafarge writes, a shout out to the repeat second opinion haver, Timothy, the commenter who thought the Tango and Cash are the ultimate duo, also had this trenchant observation of fair game. William Baldwin, why? Cindy Crawford, yes. Holy shit. And someone went to the Amazon reviewers. Guys, we did it up here. That's why today, the winner of the correction and omission game is a three-way tie. That's right. Death to Mikey Bay, Mongo Just Pawn, and Guy Lafarge. You all did the work. And guess what? Because you all did the work, none of you take the credit. We are in an old school Russian system. Socialism is back on How Did This Get Made mini episodes. Guys, suck it up. All right. So make sure you leave your corrections and omissions next week for Zardoz right here. Not right here. But if we were on the, if we lived like in a Tron-like world and we were in the Earwolf boards, you could leave it right there. But that's enough about Tron. I want to get into Tron right now. There's a guy in that movie who wears glasses because he's like, oh yeah, I should wear glasses. But then clearly the director's like, you got to take off the glasses. So he just holds his glasses the entire time. All right, guys, we have a bunch of segments coming up. Would it be better with Cage? Shears picks, Q&As. It's all coming at you right after this ad. All right. The question, would it be good with Nick Cage? Wow, that is a good question. Nick Cage in Tango and Cash, who would he play? I think he could play either one. He could play the cop, you know, who is, you know, out there and, you know, has a gun boot. He could play the stockbroker guy. Ideally, I would love to see him play both parts. If we're talking about that, Nick Cage as Tango and Cash, 100% in. But I'm going to guess this. One of my biggest problems with Tango and Cash is that the characters were not defined enough. I didn't know the difference between Kurt Russell or Stallone. And I feel like if Nick Cage was in either one of those parts, he would be drastically different than the other cop. So would it be better with Nick Cage? Yes. Would it be even a million times better with two Nick Cages? Double yes. Nick Cage is Tango and Cash. And you could argue that his Tango and Cash is Face Off, which we're not allowed to do because Jason thinks it's too good of a movie. So that's your answer for all those people who want Face Off. Jason likes it too much. But I'm like, Jason, have you watched it? We should watch it again. All right, cheers, picks. Love it, hate it, love to hate it. Guys, As always, I'm trying to figure out what the best way to do this is, because I don't always love to hate something every week. You know, I have some joy in my life. I'm going to tell you a movie that's going to go a little bit outside the mold here, okay? Did you like that movie Once? I did. You know, people, singing, beautiful, love story, cute, nice. There is a great movie by the writer, director. It's not a sequel at all. It's his follow-up film called Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. I just watched it. I thought it was absolutely charming and great, and a really fun movie to watch. Catherine Keener's in it. She's awesome. The girl from True Grit. The girl from True Grit is in it. Haley Stanfield. I pronounce names wrong. You know that. Don't make a big issue out of it. I think it's great. Begin Again. Check it out. And here's another one that's a little bit weird that I'm going to bring up. I watched Nutty Professor last night. Nutty Professor is a fucking great movie. Not the Jerry Lewis one, the Eddie Murphy one. You may forget that Eddie Murphy is so good. Like, the first hour of that movie is pretty fucking flawless and sad and great. Nutty Professor, old school, go back in, rewatch it. Remember why the clumps were so good. Like, Eddie Murphy from that movie started a string of bad movies. Not his movies, but like people doing characters in movies not as good as Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy is a genius. He's coming back to Saturday Night Live. First time in a long time. SNL 40 in February. But none of that. I mean, come on. Nutty Professor, watch it. Yeah, I know you think I'm like, ah, oh, Paul, I don't think it's that good. It is. It's really, really good. Okay, now it is time for Q&As. You guys send me Q's, I give you A's. These are posted on our Facebook page. Let's get into it. All right. This is from J-Mac. He goes, is it possible the princess wants to be with Bowser and Mario is just an asshole trying to kidnap her? You know what, Jay? This is a conversation that I've had so many times. Why are we making assumptions that, you know, Bowser's a bad dude? He's misunderstood. I mean, we're seeing it from Mario's perspective, all right? Or Mario. Again, I told you, I mispronounce names. That's my thing. If you were to do what's Shear's thing, it would be mispronouncing my names. Not my names, people's names. Something my dad did that I always hated when he did it, and now I do it. I'm becoming my father. Yes, Bowser's a good guy. Yes, if he just had a weekend alone with the princess, I think she would grow to love him. Plus, what kind of life are you going to live on a plumber's salary? Princess, you're a princess. You're used to finer things in life. Conrad Silas writes, was Stallone getting Barry Sonnenfeld fired from Tango and Cash the reason that Stallone was on the video screen of aliens being closely observed when Will Smith is introduced to the secret world of Men in Black? What? Head explosion. Conrad Silas. Holy shit. Great connection, I'm sure. Barry Sonnenfeld's probably like, this fucking dude, fuck him, gets me fired. He's an alien. Although he puts Stallone in something and then gives him more prominence. So I don't know. Grant Stoll writes, are all ventriloquists racist? Well, they're only racist if they only use one type of puppet. If you only use a white ventriloquist dummy, then you might be a racist. I mean, Jeff Dunham, clearly not a racist. He has multiple ethnicities in his dummies. But if you're just rocking a Latino dummy, you might be racist. You might be catering to a stereotype, or you might be just saying, I only put my hands in African-American dummies. We don't know. Andy Grove writes, which Judy, Dench, Garland, Greer, love Greer, don't care for Garland, Dench, much respect. Emissar Gofhai, oh, you tried to screw me up with this one. Are you all about that bass? Yeah, I like the bass. Follow-up question. Treble, yes or no? Bro, hate the treble. All about that bass, ain't about that treble. That would be a great follow-up song, but it wouldn't make any sense and no one would listen to it. Jason Levy writes, where do you want your next dream? In the world of Xanadu or the world of Rhinestone? Both depressing worlds, but if I could have a dream. What club would I rather be in? The club from Rhinestone or the club from Xanadu? Xanadu, 100%. Also, a big thanks to everyone who's been sending us stuff. You guys have been sending us great stuff. I got a Rhinestone album. There was no name on it. So dude or lady who sent me the Rhinestone album, thank you. Next up, buying a record player so I can listen to Drinkenstein all night long. Lionel Richie. All night long. Okay. Nick George Hismaha writes, do you think Sly and Kurt could be convinced to do a sequel 30 years later to Tango and Cash? Maybe Tango and Cash 2, Civil War. Bro, I love it. Why not just fold them into the Marvel universe, all right? Age of Ultron, we need somebody else here who's going to help us out. Iron Man can't do it in his Hulk-busting suit. How about Tango with the gun that has like a VCR on top? Or what about Cash and his sweet suits? That's what I'm talking about. Open up the Avengers franchise. Tie it in. Disney, Marvel, Tango, Cash, all works perfectly. Okay. That is all I got for Q&As. Let's close up the Q&A bag. There's not even a bag. It's really just putting down pieces of paper. That's all that does happen here. Okay, and like I said, if you want to send us stuff, and the stuff that we've been getting is great. We got an article about tornadoes that we gave to June. We got some lovely Christmas cards. We got a very nice postcard, a bunch of great stuff. So I say thank you to all. You can email us. You can actually snail mail us anything you want at Earwolf Media, LLC, 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, Unit 66, Los Angeles, California, 90028. One more time, 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, Box 66, Los Angeles, California, 90028. A special thanks to Nate Kiley, Brett Morris, Cody Scully, everyone at Earwolf. And we'll see you next week for a movie that I'm scared to watch. Zardoz! Zardoz! Zardoz!
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.